out they go. Now, speaking of PC madness, on the weekend, the NRL CEO, Andrew Abdo, tried to placate the continuous call team, with the NRL coming up with a four-year period making up the under-13s non-competitive. Now, at the moment, it's up to under-7s, I think, and then they say, we'll make it the 8s and the 9s and then the 10s, the 11s, the 12s and the 13s over a four-year period. Now, Mr. Abdo said that they'd spoken to people with strong ties. Well, he's never spoken to me about it. I've been calling rugby league for nearly 40 years. No one mentioned to me anything about this, and it seems to have the support of the New South Wales Rugby League and the NRL. So, in other words, and it's good little kids don't keep score. You don't want little kids being pressured into, you know, here's 20 cents if you score two tries or whatever it is. Just let them have a bit of fun. But at some stage in their development, children have to understand whether they're playing netball, soccer, rugby league, rugby union, AFL, baseball, softball, basketball, whatever they're playing, you know, golf, which is an individual sport, not a team sport, you know, swimming, individual, not team, or sometimes it's team with relays and that, that there's actually a finish line and there's actually a score kept. Now, sport, in my opinion, having been involved in it all my life, is team building. Pretending to 11 and 12 and 13-year-olds that disappointment is not part of life sends the wrong message. Now, we can try and cloister our children, as we all do, from disappointment, but at the end of the day, as I've said to my own children, and possibly in the future my grandchildren, sometimes life's not fair, kids. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes it's our fault and sometimes it's not our fault, but, you know, life isn't some sort of paradise that we just blissfully go along in with no disappointments in front of us. Whether it's getting knocked back for a home loan, whether it's getting, you know, knocked back for a promotion at work, or not getting a job that you've applied for and you make the last two or three and you think, oh, beauty, I've got this job, and then you're disappointed because someone else got the job because someone judged they had better qualifications for you. I mean, that's what life is. It's not about always, you know, getting what you want. So I think that disappointment is part of life, as brutal as that may sound, but it is. We've all got to confront death at some stage of people we love and people around us. I think it's the wrong message that we don't keep score with children approaching high school age. And by 13, they're probably in high school. And when I say under 13, it means you're turning 13 that year. So we're talking about 13-year-olds and 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds. We're talking about young people who, by the way, are far more sophisticated than I was at 10, 11 or 12 or 13. You know, they go to high school and they start to realise, you know, as much as mum and dad and nan and pop protect them, that disappointment's part of life. Like achievement, that's part of life as well. You know, getting, you know, awards for excellence in English, mathematics, science, or sport, as the case may be. It's part of life. This appears to be an attempt to drag junior sport into a pretend PC world. The NRL is pretending that winning and losing is not part of life. Well, it is part of life. It is part of life. And if you cloister children up until they get to puberty, that, oh, no, no, we don't keep score in life. I mean, they then go on to complete their HSC, they get into the workforce or year 10, they then go to university, and guess what? They might fail. They might fail. Or then they might choose a sport and they might win the state championship and they might get to the nationals and finish fifth. And therefore they don't get to the national team as a swimmer or as a rugby league player. They don't make the rep squads. They don't make the next level. And then they go into the workforce and they work hard and they think they're better than the person alongside them and the person alongside them gets promoted. And, well, they've never faced disappointment before because they've been cloistered by now the NRL. I mean, get out of our lives. I heard Andrew Abdo talking to the continuous call team. It took issue with him. You know, and it's not about just winning. It's about accommodating losing in your life. And if you keep trying to make this pretend world via, you know, sport, look at the Parramatta players last night. Shattered beyond belief. as is their coaching staff, and they're shattered beyond belief. But they dust themselves up, they have a month off, and they get back into it by the end of November, early December, to try and aspire to be better in 2023. I know that, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, but boy, I'm sick of the PC world overtaking us. And now the NRL's bloody well part of it. Get out of our lives. Yes, protect little children from disappointment. But where's it stop? What, you get to the 13, then you say, oh, we won't be competitive until they're 16. I mean, where's the line you draw? Where's the line? What, a 12 or 13-year-old child or an 11-year-old child can't accommodate in the netball grand final, they just got lost. There'll be tears. Mum will comfort them. Dad will comfort them and say, don't worry about it. Let's go to Macca's. What a beauty. Let's move on. It's not the worst thing in the world to lose. And as they grow older, hopefully the lessons will be learned that sometimes you don't win. In life, sometimes life is crook and sometimes sport's crook. But it's sport. It's not life or death. Andrew Abdo, for God's sake, wake up to yourself. The stuff you went on with the continuous call team was just absolute PC bullshit. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. And it's time it stopped.